edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It is 95.3 WBEV and Community Comment. I'm Jake Hayes, and I'm just about to introduce Terry Bell, but first wanted to remind you that Community Comment is presented by Professional Floor Covering. They are an Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. You can visit their website, proflr.com. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And right now, they still have their Pro Edge sharpening going on that is located in Professional Floor Covering. It's a full-service blade sharpening shop. It's never too late to get those lawnmower blades in now. If you realize the lawnmower just hasn't been doing the job lately, take it over to Professional Floor Covering. They sharpen blades of all kinds. If it has an edge, they will sharpen it. Saw blades, drill bits, hole saws, knives, scissors, chipper blades, ag blades, and almost anything with an edge. Just call 920-887-8341. And now, without further ado, here is Terry Bell with today's community comment.
Thank you very much, Jake. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County has all kinds of information about all kinds of aspects of life related to aging or living with a disability. The ADRC welcomes individuals, concerned families or friends, and professionals working with issues related to aging or disabilities. The ADRC provides information on a broad range of programs and services and helps people understand all kinds of long-term care options available to them and helps people apply for programs and benefits and serve as the access point for publicly funded long-term care. And we're going to talk about all kinds of things today with our guests from the ADRC, Amanda Higgins and Rachel Ottery. Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm new to Community Comment, but I understand, Amanda, when you join us, we always start the show with something called Jenny's Joke of the Month.
Yeah, so unfortunately, Jenny wasn't able to be with us to present her joke, but she sent one with me, and she'll be with me on the show next month. But her joke for today is, who do you call to clean the oceans? It's kind of silly.
I don't know.
I'm stumped.
Mermaids.
Okay. Fair enough.
I know, it's so silly.
Yeah. Well, that's a groaner, for sure.
So, for those who are new to watching the show, dad jokes are always kind of humorous in our office. And there was one year for Christmas, our supervisor gave Jenny a Christmas gift, and it was a tin of dad jokes.
Oh.
And I don't remember if we crossed it off or we put a sticker on top of it, and we renamed them Jenny jokes. So, okay. We've been just using that to start off the show.
All right. That's fun. Let's talk about some pretty serious things to start off the program. And that is that a lot of people on Social Security apparently, and I was a little surprised to learn this, get overpaid. And when that happens, even though I would think it would be the Social Security Administration's responsibility when that happens, actually then that puts the recipient with a great deal of responsibility to rectify that situation.
Yeah, uneasiness causes lots of anxiety, issues with being able to maintain their budget. So Social Security has three main benefit programs, retirement benefits, Social Security disability insurance, and then something else that's called SSI for people who are low income and have low assets as well. And depending on if a person's primarily working, but it also can be if Social Security finds the person that they have medically overcame their disability and they still receive payments, Social Security can say, like, way in the future, 2, 3, 5 years down the road, that they should have not been paid those benefit payments going back to a certain date and time. So the overpayment happens because of whatever their monthly benefit is, and let's say it's 3 years long and they shouldn't have received those payments. They will then add up all of those monthly payments, and whatever the sum is of that is what Social Security says they have to pay back to the administration.
So what can a recipient do to maybe prevent this from happening in the first place? Because it sounds like once it's happened, you could be on the hook for a pretty big financial responsibility.
Yeah. Some of the overpayments that I've seen are a couple $1,000s. So those aren't as difficult to fix, I guess. But what I had recently was over $100,000. And we have been sitting waiting for an entire year for Social Security to actually send the overpayment notice. So he got this original notice about a year ago saying that Social Security found that he was working too much on disability, Social Security disability benefits, and his benefits stopped, I think it was last August. And so I told him that he needs to just make sure he watches his mail, let me know when he actually gets the overpayment notice to find out how much Social Security says he should be paying back. We've been waiting an entire year, which is just crazy, because I feel like in past cases that I've helped with, we've never waited that long for Social Security to finally send that notice. Anyways, once someone gets a notice, it's going to tell them how much they should be paying Social Security back. And there's really three main things that a person can do. The first one is appealing the decision, which is called a request for reconsideration. And that is basically saying that the beneficiary has proof that Social Security either applied a benefit rule wrong or has wrong information, and it was Social Security's error. So, depending on the person's situation, if we can't prove that Social Security had an error, the other option is to request a waiver. And that waiver has two parts. The first one is saying, you know, whoops, you know, I didn't realize that I was working over the amount, or whoops, I didn't realize that I should have told Social Security X, Y, and Z. But the second part of that is, depending on what your monthly income is and what your assets are, you have to fill out, I think it's like 12 pages long, this application to essentially say, I can't pay this back. It's undue hardship to pay whatever that overpayment amount is. So then Social Security has to then rule on if they're going to accept that waiver and forgive the overpayment, or they're going to say, no, we think because of your income that you have coming in and your assets, you can afford to pay the overpayment back.
Mm-hmm. So it would seem like in some cases the overpayment would be the recipient's fault, maybe if they're not paying close attention to how much they are allowed to work if they're collecting benefits at a certain point.
Yes. However, I think there could be a lot of improvements with Social Security to provide education to people once they get benefits on how much they can work. Because to not get into the weeds of things, there's three safety nets when people are getting on disability benefits. And so if they burn through those safety nets and they can still work at a higher level, they might not know that they've burned through these safety nets to stay on benefits. Whereas depending on if you are collecting early retirement or you're at your full retirement benefit, that also factors in if you can work and how much. So there's just a lot of very complex rules to various Social Security benefits. And I think when people get on benefits, Social Security says, here's your monthly benefit. They give you maybe a pamphlet and say, read this, call us if you have questions. But I don't know if they're doing that to everybody. And even if they are sending out pamphlets for people to read, I can guarantee you that not a lot of people maybe even understand what they're reading.
And I guess the helpful thing to know is, you know, people aren't alone if they find themselves overwhelmed by the situation that they're dealing with. Your agency is there to help people through that.
Yes, absolutely. We can help people understand the Social Security notices, give them their choices and options for moving forward, because a third option, if a person has an overpayment, is setting up a repayment plan with Social Security saying, yes, I owe this money back, but I only can afford to pay $200 a month, because when you get the Social Security notice, it says you have to pay the entire amount in one lump sum, and it doesn't really list out there very clearly that you can set up a payment plan. So, you know, not only understanding the notices, but we've seen a lot of errors in Social Security notices. So all of that really plays a factor when trying to sort all of this out. I think my two bigger take-home points here is that people should always read their notices. If, you know, open their mail, read their notices. If they don't understand the notices, they really need to be reaching out to Social Security for some clarification. And then us is just another resource to not only understand the notices, but just trying to figure out what options are to move forward with whatever that issue is. And my second take-home point is that if a person takes no action when they receive these notices, Social Security can intercept tax returns. They can start garnishing wages, and they can hold future benefits and report the overpayment to credit bureaus. So if you go to take out a loan for a car or a house, that really could affect your ability to do so.
So it's important to stay on top of your situation. How would a person even, can a person have any idea of what's going on before they get some kind of scary letter from the Social Security Administration?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm huge with being proactive about things, and I think it's understanding the benefit rules when you're on, let's just say, Social Security disability insurance. So it's basically what a person would get at their full retirement age, but because they have a medical condition or a disability, they're no longer able to work. And once they're on that program of disability benefits, there's certain rules that people have to kind of understand if they end up going to explore work. So you can work and be on benefits. That's not a problem. There's a lot of myths out there that says if you're on benefits, you can't work, which is not true. But I think it's understanding what those thresholds are, because the dollar amounts change every year, and those different safety nets that I was talking to you about have different dollar amounts connected to them. So it's very confusing. And I think just understanding where your limits are will help you make those informed choices when you do end up working.
We're talking to Amanda Higgins and Rachel Ottery of the Dodge County Aging and Disability Resource Center. We're going to take a break here and be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Coming up next week on the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards on Waupun. You guys have Kyle Brush and Norman on Monday and Tuesday, but when Corey gets back on Wednesday, it's more green and gold, more Milwaukee baseball, and we get ready to dive into American Legion baseball. Corey Sparks and Wally Lukashansky. We are the Damn Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards on Waupun. Catch us each weekday from 4 until 5 on the Daily Dodge YouTube page, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, and the brand new ESPN Wisconsin app.
Turn up the summer vibes at Chula Vista Resort, your playground for summer dreams, water parks, and sun-soaked pools. Epic water slides, soaring zip lines, and world-class golf. Dine in the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin, Chula Vista Resort. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at chulavistaresort.com.
Fleet Farm is the place to stock up on supplies for all your furry and feathered friends. Get a 40-pound bag of Sprout Mixed Bits cat food for just $25.99. Save $5 on all bags of Nutrisource dry dog food. And for you backyard birders, 20 pounds of KT Basic Blend bird food is now only $11.99. Count on your local Fleet Farm for the best prices guaranteed on all your feed, seed, and pet care needs. And find even more weekly deals at fleetfarm.com.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with more community comment here now on 95.3 WBEV. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We are talking about all kinds of things that people deal with later in life, or maybe if they have a disability, with Amanda Higgins and Rachel Ottery of the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. thanks again for being with us this morning. And one issue that comes up when a person is retired or disabled is Medicare observation status appeals. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what the concern is and how you help with that.
So with this topic, there was some change that came down from CMS, Centers for Medicaid and Medicare, recently, that just kind of changed how people view their hospitalization. So with Medicare, if you are not coded as inpatient in the hospital for 72 hours or more, Social Security codes you as outpatient. And the problem is the billing on the back end, because if you're not inpatient in the hospital, you're going to be listed as observational or outpatient, and Medicare Part B pays for that then. And depending on what other insurance that you have or maybe don't have, you could be on the hook for 20% of that hospitalization, which could be a lot of money. But if you are in the hospital for 3 days or longer, then Medicare Part A covers you, and you have 60 days of coverage once you are covered underneath Medicare Part A. But what happens is, and we've seen this more in the past, where people get flipped back and forth, listed as being inpatient or outpatient. And that really impacts not only the cost that they would be charged for the hospitalization itself, but if they go to a skilled nursing facility. If they're listed underneath Medicare Part A for those 3 days, Medicare can pay up to 20 days in a skilled facility. But if they're listed underneath Medicare Part B as outpatient, then they have to pay for that inpatient rehab stay. So the change recently is so it applies going back to 2009. If there was a hospitalization where a person was maybe inpatient, outpatient, inpatient again, and then they went to a skilled nursing rehab, people can now appeal that and have Medicare help them repay back the money that they paid out of pocket for that skilled nursing facility. So there is also a new notice that people should be getting while they're in the hospital. It's called a Medicare change of status notice. So if you end up being changed from inpatient to outpatient to inpatient again, the hospital has to physically give you a piece of paper informing you of that. Another piece of paper that people get while they're in the hospital is called a Medicare Outpatient Observation Notice, or a MOON. And that says that if you are in observation, even if you're in the hospital room sitting in one of those awful hospital beds, if you're there for more than 24 hours, you have to be given this MOON notice to let you know that you are in observational and not inpatient because of the billing implications. So I think there was a lot of pressure from Medicare to look at this more closely because of maybe providers flipping that status from inpatient to outpatient. So they're just giving people the opportunity to try to appeal that and get some of their income back that they paid for that skilled nursing facility.
Sounds like, this is a big important part of your job. You're helping people who are, are already dealing with the emotional stress of, finding themselves in a health and medical predicament, and now they have to figure out how to navigate, what they may or may not have coming from Medicare and what they may or may not owe.
Absolutely. It's very confusing with just the rules and making those medical conditions when you're already not feeling good in the hospital. I think the take home point here that I just want everybody to know is that there are appeal rights in the hospital. So if you feel that you are being discharged too soon, or that you feel that you should have received more physical therapy, for example, that you need to make that known to the nursing staff and the social workers so they can help you appeal in the hospital before you are discharged, because that is going to be the easier way to approach that than trying to appeal it on the back end.
So if anyone listening thinks they could use your help, how would they get in touch with you?
So we're located in Juneau. We are right now across the street from the Clearview Nursing Home, 199 County Road DF, and you can call us at 920-386-3580.
Very good. Just kind of shifting gears a little bit, wanted to ask you about the Social Security Administration introducing secure digital access to Social Security numbers.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of talk in the news with the Social Security workforce, and since COVID, really, there's been kind of a national retirement within Social Security, so a lot less staff helping people that are needing to navigate their benefits, either with issues and questions like we talked about, or just applying for benefits. So they wanted to make getting your Social Security number easier than having to physically go into the office. Because a lot of times if you are, you know, applying for a job or whatnot, you don't need the physical Social Security card, right? You just need the number. But if, you know, your purse was stolen or there was a fire or maybe you're 18 and your parents lost your card or something, if you just need to know the number before you would have to go into the office and apply for a brand new card. But now you're able to get it through the Social Security website. However, you need to have a secured Social Security account set up. Once you have a MySSA account, it's not available right now. All I was told that it's available early summer, so I don't know what that means in the Social Security world, but at some point, hopefully in the near future, people can go into their Social Security account to retrieve that number.
One possible obstacle I see is perhaps not everybody who needs this information has internet.
We deal with that on a daily basis. Yeah. It's kind of a fine juggling act. There's a lot of people that are very computer savvy. Yep. And then others, they're like, I never want to touch a computer. So if you still need that physical Social Security number, you may have to go into the Social Security office to verify your identity, bring a birth certificate, photo ID. But I guess for those that are computer savvy, there is a way to get it through your account. Social Security is really cracking down on what information they're giving over the phone. So it's really kind of hit or miss if you're able to just call and get that number, just because there's been a lot of scammy things that are going on. People, you know, pretending that they're so-and-so and changing bank accounts, for example. So it's not you calling, because you might be very legit person trying to get very legit information for yourself, but Social Security is just more on a high alert on what they're willing to give out over the phone. So you just might have to jump through hoops.
There's a lot to know and a lot to work through if you are older or disabled, and the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County is here to help. We're going to take a break here and talk more about it right here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It's easier than ever to check your annual mammogram off your to-do list. Walk into Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus on the last Tuesday of any month to get your yearly mammogram. No appointment or referral needed. If you're over 40 years old and due for a yearly screening mammogram, just bring your insurance card and the name of your physician with you. Visit anytime between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. on the last Tuesday of every month. Learn more about the walk-in program and confirm upcoming dates at prairieridge.health.
Are you waiting to get your hail damage looked at or need a second opinion? You don't need to wait. Schultz Auto Body in Beaver Dam has you covered. This is Nick Schultz, and we've partnered with expert hail repair specialists right here at our shop to get your vehicle looking like new with professional paintless dent repair. We have free estimate appointments available immediately and a very quick turnaround on repair. Call 920-885-0500 today to schedule your estimate. Schultz Auto Body, your hometown auto body experts.
The best place to hear your favorite song is in a bed from Slumberland Furniture. There's plenty of great music in here at the Slumberland Furniture Studio on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Consumer spending dropped last month after a sharp increase in April. Says a report just out from the Commerce Department, the decline was partly driven by fewer car purchases. In early trading on Wall Street, the major indexes have been lower. Back in Washington, after an early exit from the G7 summit in Canada, President Trump saying he's aiming for a permanent end to the fighting. Warnings from the president and Israel have led to a mass exodus from Iran's capital. The Trump Organization has announced the release of a mobile phone and phone plan run by the president's two adult sons. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Because of the president's direct influence over telecommunications policies, the announcement prompting ethics concerns. just the latest in a string of other ventures, including a flurry of recent Trump Organization real estate deals in the Middle East and an expanding Trump family cryptocurrency empire.
Number of deaths from weekend flooding in West Virginia, 7, says the governor. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
I'm Terry Bell. We're learning more about the Mayville man who died Saturday at Ledge County Park in Kankakee. Dodge County investigators say Felix Mata Eusebio had been drinking when he stopped to take a photo of the top of a rocky ledge. Eusebio lost his footing and fell more than 40 feet and hit his head. Authorities are looking into the death of a farm worker near Lake Mills Friday. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says a 70-year-old man was working on the side of a silo when it looks like he fell about 50 feet to the ground. Paramedics tried to save him, but he died at the scene. A Waupun man will spend a decade in prison for causing an overdose death. Dylan Maid was convicted by a Fond du Lac County jury last month of first-degree reckless homicide. Investigators say Maid provided drugs the night before the victim died in 2023. After he's released, Maid will be under supervision for another 10 years. Senator Tammy Baldwin's name is on an apparent hit list found in an alleged assassin's vehicle in Minnesota. Vance Bolter is accused of killing Minnesota's former Democratic House Speaker and her husband and wounding another Democratic lawmaker and his wife. Investigators say Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan and Madison State Senator Kelda Royce were also on the list. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Slight chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High of 85, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, lows dip down to about 64, cloudy skies expected. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 74, cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 74 degrees.
Are you tired of battling a damp, musty basement? Air Care and Beaver Dam has a solution for you. The April Air Dehumidifier will significantly improve the air quality in your basement by removing up to 100 pints of moisture per day. That's 12 and a half gallons. The April Air Dehumidifier is quiet, energy efficient, and backed by an impressive 5-year replacement warranty. If you want a crisp, dry lower level for more living space or storage, call Air Care at 920-356-8860. Big enough to serve you and small enough to care.
Do you close your doors in your home when company comes?
McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
Do you have an inferior interior?
McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
We can help. Hi, this is Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We will be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any or all the rooms in your home. Just bring us the measurements and pictures of your room. Determine any items you wish to keep. Then we can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas and our expertise, we will arrive at the room plan you desire and work within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see us today at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year. McKinstry's.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with more Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV. It is brought to you in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings. And if you have an inferior interior, McKinstry's would be happy to sit down with you and discuss your decorating ideas and formulate a complete plan for any or all of the rooms in your home. Just bring them the measurements and pictures of your room, determine any items you wish to keep, and then they can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas and their expertise, they will help you arrive at the room plan you desire and work within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see them today at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. And now, without further ado, we will jump back into the action here on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here's Terry Bell.
Much appreciated, Jake. Thank you. This is Community Comment. And, well, you know, there are all kinds of issues that come up when a person is retired or disabled, and it can be a little overwhelming, but thankfully there's help. And our guests today are from the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County, and they can help you with all those questions that you have. We want to bring Rachel Ottery into the conversation. You're the Nutrition Program Coordinator for the agency. And tell us a little bit about what sorts of concerns you help people with.
Yeah, so the nutrition program helps with the nutritional needs of seniors, and I think it's very important to spread the word on the different programs that we have within the ADRC. Currently, right now, this summer, we are spreading the word on our senior farmer market vouchers. It is a state program. The state provides vouchers for seniors who are eligible to get farmers market food, fruits, vegetables, and herbs from markets and roadside stands to help kind of stretch those food dollars. So the senior farmer market vouchers are good for people 60 years of age and older, Native Americans 55 or older, and they must reside in Dodge County to receive the vouchers. There is an income requirement, so they must be below the 185% federal poverty level. And this year, the vouchers are $25. So it's $5 checks that we are distributing at our local sites. It's been a hit so far. We've had two distribution sites. The first one was in Horicon at the Kiwanis Park Market. They do music there as well on Wednesday nights, so shout out to them. It's awesome if you can go listen to that. But that was a great hit. And we also did the Watertown Farmers Market. And there, again, is another wonderful market to go find fruits and vegetables. Upcoming, we still have three distribution sites left. Our next one is going to be tomorrow, Wednesday, June 18th, from 12:30 to 2 p.m. It'll be at the Watermark in Beaver Dam. That one is a big hit. So again, these are first come, first serve vouchers. Again, if there's any left, we will have another distribution at our building, the Henry Dodge Building at 199 County Road DF in Juneau. That's across from that Clearview building. That one is going to be on Wednesday, July 9th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. And then we also just added a new one. It is going to be at the new Waupun Rec Center. So we haven't been over there since they built that beautiful new building, but we look forward to going over. And we are going to be there on July 28th. 11 to 12:30. So a few different options to go pick up those vouchers. Again, if you are unable to pick up the vouchers, we do also offer an authorized representative that can come and pick up the vouchers for you. They just have to fill out the state-approved voucher form before they come to the distribution site. So again, those vouchers cannot be mailed. That's a big thing. They're first come, first serve.
I was going to say stressing that just because I don't think people realize the first come, first serve piece.
Yeah, it's very important. First come, first serve. So if you're able to get to one of these earlier distributions, please do so. Hopefully we won't run out or the state could get us more. But again, first come, first serve, very, very important. Besides that, I mean...
Okay, I was just curious to know.
Just one, the person that was in your position before, she just gave some other tips and tricks that I always thought was kind of interesting. So if you're buying, like, let's say a bag of apples, and the bag of apples cost $5.75, she was just giving people kind of tips and tricks on how to use the vouchers, because you can't get cash back, right?
Correct. So they come in $5 checks. So when you are at a stand, it has to be an approved market stand. Usually they have the little yellow state sign that they're an approved vendor.
It's like on the front, I think, of their stand.
On the front of their stands. And if you say you buy a tomato and it's $2.50, they cannot give you change for that. So you want to make sure that you are utilizing that voucher to the fullest because you can't get that money back.
Yeah, so if you buy a bag of apples and they're $5.75, it's going to be better for you to pay 75 cents out of your pocket and then save those extra vouchers. So just some tips.
Absolutely.
Sure. Or if you buy something for $3, you still have $2 yet to use on maybe something else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Correct.
So just maximizing those dollars, because I feel like with the cost of food, you have to these days.
Absolutely.
And you wouldn't want to unwittingly leave money on the table if you didn't really understand how that works.
Right. Did I hear this right too? I went to a conference and somebody mentioned seeds. Can you buy seeds with the farmers market vouchers too?
I would have to double check on that. I know for sure it's fruit, vegetables, and herbs.
Okay.
I know that they are not able to buy like jams and jellies and flowers and things.
Yeah.
Seeds, I would have to check on. I'm not sure.
It was just interesting. Yeah. And I don't know if the Native Americans have different rules, but she was from the tribals area. So I don't know if they have different rules to buy seeds, but I thought that was interesting that I heard. Because I feel like you might be able to get more bang for your buck with seeds,
too. Absolutely. That would be nice.
That was exactly what
sorry
I was
to throw you that curveball.
No, that's good.
No. So you say the program is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a chicken and egg question. Well, we're talking about food, I guess. But
is this a Jenny joke?
Exactly. Was it demand from the public that led the agency to start this program? Or did you start it and realize, wow, we've got something here that people are really longing for?
Yeah, so the state of Wisconsin actually provides the vouchers all over the state. They came up with the program. I'm assuming it's because of the need. Many years ago.
I don't even know when.
The ADRC is actually not required to do the voucher program, but we think it's very important in our community to have those additional resources. So we do provide them to our county. Some counties don't take advantage of that. It's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And I would think that it's good for the people who use them. You're getting, this is pretty solid, nutritious food that they're getting. And also it's good for the vendors, more people coming through, more business for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great way to support those Wisconsin farmers, because it does have to be Wisconsin locally grown food. Mm. So, it's a great way to give back to those farmers, too.
And I imagine we're getting more and more farmers markets in our area, as the years progress.
Yeah, absolutely. And with the farmers market vouchers, we do give out a sheet that supplies the different stands or farmers markets that do have the state-approved vendors in Dodge County. Again, if you get those vouchers, you do not have to use them in Dodge County. You can use them anywhere in the state, but you have to get the voucher in the county you live in. So, we wouldn't be able to go to Jefferson County and hand out Dodge County vouchers.
Sure.
Okay. So, that's the big thing, is making sure you're getting your vouchers from Dodge County. But you can use them anywhere in the state, and they are good to be used until October 31st.
And wherever you use them, look for that that yellow marker there on the stand. Make sure you're dealing with a vendor that's part of the program.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Sounds like you're putting out a call for volunteers.
We are.
Always.
Shout out to our volunteers. Our volunteers rock. They hold down the program. They really do. Our program thrives on volunteers. We have multiple meal sites, a lot of deliveries that go out throughout the entire county. And without those volunteers, we would not be able to do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So currently right now, we are needing a lot of volunteers. The ones we have are great. We're looking to add on. We need a driver in Beaver Dam. So if you know anyone in Beaver Dam, let us know. Send them our way. We also need one for Lomira, doing a Lomira route. That one's a more rural route, starting in Mayville and then going over to Lomira, Brownsville, Theresa area and coming back to Mayville. So that one's a little more rural. We do have Randolph. We need a driver for Randolph as well, and a float driver. So our float drivers work a little differently than specific site. They are open to going all over the county. So whether it's, they live in Mayville, they want to do the Mayville area, Hustisford, Horicon, or they want to do the whole county. We have people that are very diverse and doing all sorts of them. We have some that are strictly wanting to do certain areas. So we're looking for more of those float drivers that are open to doing the wider areas as a backup or on call when our normal volunteers are not able, you know, to fill in those days.
But they would stay on those routes, though. Like, they Absolutely. Wouldn't be going to Lamira, to La Pond, down to Watertown in one day. It's right. specifically those routes.
Correct. Yep. So, like, if they did a Mayville site route, they would strictly be doing Mayville only that day. We also are looking for kitchen helpers in both Randolph and Mayville. Mm-hmm. And in addition to volunteers, we are looking for a dining site coordinator in Horicon. So if anyone's interested in applying for that, that can be done on the Dodge County website as well.
So you need people to prepare meals, you need people to staff on site a meal serving, and then people to drive to deliver those home meals.
Correct. Yep.
Say I'm listening out there right now and I'm interested in volunteering, you know, what would my responsibilities be? What kind of a time commitment would I be signing up for?
Those are great questions. So it's a very flexible program, whether you're a retired person looking to work one day a week just to fill in a few hours, or maybe you're a stay-at-home mom that wants to get out of the house around the lunch hour and deliver meals. The hours, again, are going to be anywhere between like 10:30 to 1 o'clock, give or take, depending on how long the route is. Mm-hmm. Each route's about an hour long, but depending on what you're doing, give or take that 10:30 to 1 o'clock time frame during the day. We're really good at working with people. If they're only available one day a week or mm-hmm. five, we will work with you. So really, if anyone has questions about it or has any interest, please reach out. You can call us at the ADRC. You can ask for me. Again, my name is Rachel. And we can discuss any questions that you may have.
And they're not cooking the meals. They're just kind of putting the meals together because the meals already come pre-made from our caterer.
Yep.
It's just kind of putting them together if people are dining in specifically, right?
Yep, absolutely. So we have kitchen helpers that help package the meals that come in through our caterer. The drivers don't have to do any of that. They come in and they pick up the bags and then go out on the route. Yeah, so
I've always had people give really good feedback that they really feel that they're giving back and making a difference in people's lives that can't get out.
That certainly sounds good. I was also wondering, too, if people are volunteering to be drivers, are you volunteering your own vehicle? Are you volunteering your own gas?
Yeah, so we actually have a mileage reimbursement program. So if anyone is interested in that, I can share more information with them if they're interested.
Very good. Yeah. We're talking to Amanda Higgins and Rachel Ottery of the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County about all kinds of help they provide and guidance to people who are retired or disabled, and it's a terrific resource that they provide. We're going to take a break here and be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Catch the Milwaukee baseball game this Sunday on 95.3 WBEV and listen for the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Then tune in to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the following business day. Be the correct number caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Get it right, and you'll win a pair of Milwaukee baseball tickets. Be sure to listen to 95.3 WBEV this Sunday for Milwaukee baseball's Mystery Player of the Game, brought to you by Columbus Family Dental.
Life is full of challenges and surprises. When legal matters arise, you need a trusted team on your side. At Neuberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froley, they have been guiding clients through estate planning, elder law, and various litigation matters since 1922. They have employed attorneys who are dedicated to providing quality legal services that meet their clients' needs in an efficient and ethically responsible manner. They're always close by with offices in Watertown, Columbus, and Lake Mills. Neuberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froley. To schedule a consultation, visit watertownlaw.com.
Great live music, fantastic food, a bags tournament, an all-new car show, bingo, a kiddie pedal pole, pure pups dog jumping, fireworks, and an art zone, all with a really cool carnival. Celebrate Waupun, driven by Home and Auto Sales and presented by Eagle Flexible Packaging, is June 27th, 28th, and 29th at Tanner Park in Waupun. This free three-day family fun festival has so much to offer. Come for live music on the Horicon Bank main stage. Log on waupunfestivals.com, like them on Facebook.
providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And with the last segment for today's community comment, here's Terry Bell.
Thank you, Jake. We're talking to Amanda Higgins and Rachel Ottery of the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. If you're disabled or retired, issues come up and you might maybe need a little help, and they're here to provide it. And there are some events coming up, classes in the near future that is part of your mission to help people, and they can, you know, better help themselves as well.
Yeah, so all of this should be also on our website. If you just Google Dodge County, it should be one of the first links that pop up. If you go to our county website, you can either search by department and find the Aging and Disability Resource Center, or if you just scroll down on that homepage, there's a little link that says ADRC. And then there's a whole bunch of different programming stuff that we have on there. So feel free to check out our events information on there. But some upcoming ones, as always, we are teach monthly Medicare classes that are free and unbiased. It's just giving people it's really comprehensive. It goes through a lot of pieces, but just really kind of laying the groundwork for some more of those in-depth conversations when you're talking about plan specifics. So I always encourage people, if you're brand new to Medicare, maybe 4 or 6 months before you turn 65, just to get that educational information and better understanding how to navigate choosing how you want that coverage to be set up. Our June class is Thursday the 26th at 9 a.m. In July, it's Tuesday the 22nd at 9, and then Monday, August 18th at 1. All of these classes are held at our office, 199 County Road, DF in Juneau. If you come in the main doors, which are the ground levels, there'll be signs that lead you to the class. We ask that you call at least a week or so ahead of time, just because there's a lot of material that we prep for the class. So feel free to call our office and sign up. We do have a limited number of seats in the class just because of the room space. So we cap that at 20. And then if you are unable to make the class, we do have some Medicare videos on our website. However, the financial information on there is out of date, but the guts of all of those videos are still very relevant. We have another Medicare class. So every year, I think this is like our 13th year that we've been partnering with Jefferson County to do a combined Dodge and Jefferson County Medicare class. It's held in Watertown at the library. It's going to be Tuesday, August 26th, starting at 4 o'clock. This year, Jefferson County is taking those reservations, so we have enough materials for that presentation. Again, Tuesday, August 26th, starting at 4 o'clock. You can call 920-674-8734 to register. And again, it's going to be a very similar class than what we teach in Juneau. It's just structured just slightly different, but all of the classes are going to be the same, so you don't have to come to all of these different classes. We just really try to spread out the different days of the week, times of the day, just to try to hit as many people as possible, because we know that people are still working longer. Another class that we have coming up, it's called Stepping On. It's a falls prevention class. It's Thursdays from 1 to 3 p.m., and it goes from July 17th through August 28th. I believe that's 7 weeks or so. It's going to be held here in Beaver Dam at the Watermark. The class is free, but there's a suggested donation of $10 if you want ankle weights. So really, the class is kind of intended to identify fall hazards either in your home or out in the community. Ways to strengthen your balance and gait so you can prevent falls. And everybody who takes the class, it's an evidence-based class, so it's kind of proven and tested that if you come to the class for the entire duration and participate and do the exercises in class and at home, it's proven to reduce falls by 31%, which is huge.
That's huge. I want to ask you about that in just a minute. I also had another question about the Medicare.
Oh, sorry.
Classes.
Yeah.
No. Don't apologize.
Just keep talking.
Yeah. I'm guessing these are general information for a group. If you have questions about your specific situation, is the class an opportunity to ask those questions, or would you prefer people set up an appointment?
Thank you for asking that question, because I feel like I always, when I introduced our Medicare classes and just talk about housekeeping stuff, our class is very informal. And we really welcome questions, but because rules are applied slightly different to everybody's situation, if it's kind of general clarity about the topic or rule, then we kind of talk about it as a group. But if it's more personal or kind of private, to not make anybody else in the room feel uncomfortable, and because the rules are applied differently, we tell people that if you want to have a one-on-one appointment with us afterwards, we are more than happy to do that.
And the falls class, that has to be incredible. Well, it's injuries from falls is a huge issue when people get to a certain age.
Yeah, a ton of hospitalizations and, you know, either inpatient or outpatient physical therapy afterwards. I'm not an expert on it, but I know the state at one point has kind of jumped on the bandwagon with this initiative with fall prevention. And there's lots of different classes out there. This is just the one that we teach. And I'm a brand new facilitator for this class, so I'll be teaching this next one coming up.
Okay. And Rachel, you wanted to talk to us about some boat tours coming up.
That
sounds like it could be fun as well as informative.
Yeah, we are very, very excited. The Blue Heron boat tours are back. This was a huge hit last summer. We were able to team up with the Blue Heron Landing in Horicon and do some boat rides down the Horicon Marsh. So this year we are again going to be doing that. We have openings on June 25th, 1 to 2, July 16th, 11 to 12, August 13th, 1 to 2 p.m., September 17th, 11 to noon. So please meet at the Blue Heron Landing 15 minutes before departure. Again, that's at 305 Mill Street, Horicon. We do need you guys to call and register in advance.
I was going to ask, don't want like a bunch of people, more people showing up than you can.
Yes, so those boat tours fill up fast. I know even just the employees that get to ride along with, that fills up fast. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to go out and meet with the community and enjoy the wonderful marsh.
And there's two boats I know that go out per ride, but I don't remember how many people per boat do you? I feel like it's like 10 or 15 per boat.
15 came to mind for me too.
It's not big, so it's kind of first come, first serve.
Soon as you can.
And it's free.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it is. $25 per person if you're not 60 or older. That's our requirement.
Thank you. Yes.
Very good. Okay. It was time well spent. I want to thank Amanda Higgins and Rachel Audrey of the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County for spending your time with us today. Thanks so much.
Always.
Thanks for having us.
You've been listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.